Dermot Kennedy and giants. I tell you who's a giant of a man. Juan Collister. Not because he's big. I mean, he is big. He looks like a Viking. But mainly because every day this month, he has been getting into cold water. Mainly the sea, but not just the sea. Mostly the sea. And he has been adding a minute onto his dipping time every day of the month. So, for instance, on the 1st of January, New Year's Day, he got in for 1 minute. 2nd of January, 2 minutes. 3rd of January, 3 minutes, etc. It's the 30th of January today, and he will be getting in for 30 minutes into cold water. Yep. But tomorrow is his last dip, and he's hoping people will come along and join him. I caught up with him this morning to find out how he's doing. And the first question had to be, how are you, Juan? How's it gone?
I'm feeling okay. And it's been fun. It's been good to have a purpose, almost. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I'm going to treat myself tonight. I'm going to go for a sauna somewhere, some nice food, and then a little dip tomorrow, and it's all done.
It's an incredible achievement. I mean, there's even hardened sea dippers and cold water dippers wouldn't be doing half an hour in cold water. But you have been doing this under guidance, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, I haven't been just doing it willy-nilly. I've been, and I've learned a lot, to be honest. I've learned a lot. I won't bore you with the science and all stuff like that, but I have learned a lot along the way. But sometimes it's like 3 hours. You're 3 hours trying to warm up again, like before your feet and your hands are feelable. What's it mean? Not numb anymore. Yeah, it's been good. And like my body's used to it now. I just get in now. It's like, yeah, it's just a warming up afterwards.
Well, do you know what? I have to say, I did do a little calculation this morning with the help of the internet, and you've probably done this yourself. Because you're incrementally adding a minute every day, you will have done 496 minutes in cold water this month, which amounts to 8 hours and 16 minutes.
Right, that's good, isn't it?
It's a lot. But it's not just the accumulation of the enormous amount of minutes. You set out with a challenge for yourself to raise £500 for I'll Stand Up To Suicide. What's the figure at now, Juan?
I don't know. I haven't looked this morning. It's not quite 4,000 yet. It might be 4,000.
You're over 4,000. Do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to tell you?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, because I sent the link to Breakfast Ben this morning, so he'd give you a shout out. And so I can tell you from that link, you are currently £4,800.
Whoa, get in there. You reckon we'll hit 5 grand?
I think we can. Between us, we can raise an extra 200 quid, can't we? Somebody can help us get that 200. But you said on your Facebook page, you've actually gone to places you've never been before. Tell us about some of the interesting dips you've done.
Well, Port Sodric, that was good, because the heroes on the water is down there. So I just found myself in Douglas one day when I was at one of the builders' centres. And it was a really good little spot. Plenty of donuts, cups of teas, hugs, laughs. It was good.
And, you know, today is fairly rough and you've still got to do 30 minutes today. What's it like when the conditions are tricky?
I just kind of work around them. The island's a special place, so there's all sorts of bays and stuff where you can get away from the weather. I haven't done anything too dangerous. If it was really rough, I've done it in my sister's cold tub in her back garden and my cold tub at home, but that was absolutely freezing cold. Or cold tubs at the various sauna places around the island.
And you've had some really meaningful conversations with people, haven't you? And quite often strangers have just come up to you and talked to you.
Yeah, there was a lady in the street yesterday. One of them was my godmother, but a friend with her, both their brothers had committed suicide years and years ago, and they said back in the day, you know, there was nothing for them. But now there is lots of charities out there, and we just need to talk about it more. Just to help people out. And as people message me, strangers have messaged me saying thank you for what I'm doing and stuff like that. So yeah, hopefully what I'm doing can help people. I wanted to do something after I went to a funeral across. I wanted to do something to help, so hopefully I've done that and I've made George proud, and hopefully other people can get the help they need. I was speaking to my daughter about it, who's 8 years old. She was like, why do people do it, Dad? And I was like, it's just because they're really sad. And Violet's sitting there, she's looking at me as if, what is going on? Why do people do this? Because they've had to kind of understand what I'm doing it for, if you know what I mean. And it's really, and she said, it must be really sad for their families. And I'm like, yeah, it is really sad for their families. And I'll keep going and I'll keep putting silly posts on and I'll keep dipping, but not as much as I am. because I'm far too cold.
Well, I hope you warm up soon, Juan. Just remind us again how people can come along tomorrow. What time are you going to be there? And you know, what's the score? What's happening on your final day of dipping?
10 o'clock, Peel Beach. Don't expect anything exciting. It's just me going to get in the water. I'll be like Forrest Gump. I'll just turn up and just keep on walking into the water. So yeah, be good. Get on in, or if you don't want to get in, just have a cup of coffee and buy me a cake.
You've certainly earned it. Juan, you're a madman, but we love you, and what you have done is incredible, and I hope you are very, very proud of yourself. I also hope you manage to warm up fairly soon. It's a crazy thing, but it's done an incredible thing for a lot of people here on the island. So, Jen Demai, just keep on dipping.
Cheers. Thank you very much. 1 to 3 with Christy D. Manx Radio.